So, earlier this morning, I got a DM from Joe on Instagram where he told me he was thinking about moving to Boca Raton to work on his golf game. He said he was looking for a more permanent home for himself and his various cats so that he could settle in and make his way through a stack of John Grisham novels. I told him he was a little on the young side for this, and he told me he's always thought of himself as kind of an old soul. And who am I to deny him? I have a feeling that that spry old codger is going to make a great grandma someday. Anyway, he told me he recently set the world record high score over at the Osprey Point Golf Course in Sugar Sand Park, and I explained to him that that's not how golf works, but then he started yelling at me and asking why I didn't support him as a friend, and, you know, man, if he does move, I hope it's not for golf. I hope it's for love.
All right, so where to begin? A, that did not happen whatsoever, because for one thing, we don't have Instagram that we are on. Two, I have never played golf more than a couple times in my life. Three, it's not even crossed my mind to move to Boca Raton. Not to mention myriad of other things that are wrong with that. So I just, I hate to have to clarify, but that is not true. But thanks for joining us on the first podcast. My name's Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today. And with me, as always, it's Big Boy Lars. That was the first time that I ever introduced you as Big Boy Lars. How do you like it?
I think you should keep searching.
All right. Thank you for writing that monologue, though. It really touches me.
It does?
Yeah. Was there any more that you wanted to say about Boca Raton or just that bullshit? Is anything further?
That was kind of the gist of it.
All right. So,
by the way, if you can hear this, go ahead and type in the chat, type 5.
That's a lot of fives, Lars. Already.
Yep. That's over at discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these live.
Discord.t1podcast.com. And while we're at it, Lars, I have a little poem of my own that I wrote.
Oh, God.
Do you guys in the chat want to hear it? So they're overwhelmingly...
There's one sure and one no!
They're overwhelmingly neutral, but...
I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
Why don't I take it away?
Sure.
All right. It's called Definitely Not a Mutiny. Go ahead.
Is that the end of the poem, or...?
I'm gonna read it now.
Okay.
This ain't my first try at writing a poem, but I definitely won't cry. By the time it is written, I think that I might have to... pause, because I'm starting to tear up and shake, and I think that I'm crying, but I... Hold on, I'm crying. I just wipe away tears. I must look away. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I am crying about pretending to cry. I just signed up on patreon.com/T1podcast because I'm amazing. I wanted to write to you to entertain you, but Lars said in order to do that, I must make profit too. I'm so sorry. Now I'm crying for real. This is getting awkward fast, but this is just how I feel. Sorry for crying, and I'm writing about it, and I'm hiding my tears while typing, but I'm still crying. That's it.
So you know how we were talking earlier about how you might want to introduce like a poem segment to the show?
Yes.
Let's not.
I agree.
But thank you for that, Joe.
Also, this is a mutiny. There, that's the end of the poem.
What does that mean? Like, what?
It's
what's
just
the
a
context
poem
here?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a poem.
All right.
This is my show now.
So okay. All right. So let's move past whatever the fuck that was. And let's. Right. Okay, so today is actually the 27th, and it's a big day for Joe and I.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The big 27.
Can you tell him why, Joe?
Oh, well, I think you would do a much better job, Lars.
No, I insist, Joe. Go ahead.
Today is a big day because it was on this day many, many years ago that Lars and I first met. And it was during finals week, and, well, that can't be right, because finals week would have been the week before, and we would have been in class together the whole day.
Oh, hey, no, Joe, like, waffling bullshit aside, we actually just hit 70K.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
You know, it goes up by thousands and thousands every month at this point. It's kind of hard to keep track. 70,000? Oh, my God, that is amazing. Good job, Lars and Joe.
Well, you I don't want to suck our own dicks too much here, but, yeah.
Oh, let's... Just kidding.
Oh, there it is in the chat. Someone asking when the senior Palo episode's coming out.
I think they're just surprised that he's in the chat.
Oh.
We've got a lot of celebrities in the chat. Not in the chat, but in the...
Oh, okay.
In the server. Did you guys in the chat like my poem? They said no.
Joe, are you still living in squalor?
I'm not living in squalor, Lars, but to answer your question, no.
Oh, yo, you fixed things?
We put in a second light bulb.
What the fuck, man?
And you know what? We have more than one
light bulb. Wait, so you guys had one light bulb in the entire apartment?
No, in the kitchen.
That's still weird. That's still really weird.
The kitchen was a little dim, so we put in a second light bulb. But
oh my god.
We did find another way to save money on electricity.
What is wrong with you? Stop.
I had a lamp in my room.
This is the first time I've ever said this to someone, but save less money on electricity, please.
No, it's all right. So at night last night, I'm in my room with a lamp in my room. And my brother Jeff is in the living room, and he's using a lamp in the living room.
And are you guys sharing this lamp? Are you passing it back and forth?
No. We're using two different lamps. But this is where it gets interesting. Then my brother Jeff says, Joe, why don't we take the lamp that's in your room and put it outside in the hallway where the light will get into your room and into the living room? One lamp, two rooms. And so that's exactly what we did. And it's saving us. We're saving on electricity. That's going to save us.
This sounds like severe problems, Joe.
That's going to save us 3 to 5 cents a month.
Yep. But, okay, so just to put this delicately, there are things that you want to do in your room that probably involve the closed door. So
what do you mean? What are you getting at?
I'm not getting. I'm just trying to imply something here.
What are you implying?
Are you doing this within the full view of your brother in the living room?
What are you talking about?
Joe, okay, I'll put it this way. Okay, so you have to change clothes, right?
Sure.
So you do that with the door open?
No, I close the door.
But then you don't have a light.
No, I change in darkness.
What is...
I'm just kidding. let me back up a second.
No, oh, wait, none of this actually happened?
It did happen. Let me back up a second.
Okay.
This was last night, and overnight, the lamp was still in the hallway, but it was off. And then I woke up, and the lamp was still in the hallway, and I went to work and came back, and it had been moved back into my room. So probably my brother Jeff, at some point, woke up and ventured out of his room and decided he didn't want to stub his toe on the lamp or whatever. And so
stub his toe? Okay, so wait, where is the lamp?
It was in the hallway. It was on the floor.
What the fuck?
It was on the floor in the hallway. Like, what's the matter?
It's a lamp.
Yes, and it makes light.
Put it on something.
Then it wouldn't fit in the hallway. We'd have to get a table
for
it.
Then get two lamps.
We have two lamps. We just were trying to save a little bit of...
So use them. No, you don't need to...
You save a little bit of money on the lamps.
No, please. Have a minimum one light per room. Don't double up. This is the kind of thing where, like, if a girl comes over, they're going to slowly back away to the door and then run away from you very quickly.
Well, I wouldn't have my apartment like this if girls were to come over. I would put the lamp in my room.
The fact that you have, like, a very different setup for when girls are over and when they're not is just really deeply concerning.
That's not deeply concerning. You don't tidy up when girls come over?
Yeah, I tidy up. I don't bust out the lamps that we should have had in the first place.
The nice lamps. You put the lamps back in the rooms where they go. You're making me out to sound like some kind of criminal mastermind. Like
I don't feel like I'm having to do anything here. I feel like this. You're just revealing to me new layers of insanity in this apartment.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Lars. New layers of insanity in this apartment? Excuse me. Excuse me, Lars. Do I have to read my poem again? Now I'm gonna cry for real.
Joe, okay, I'm gonna make a shopping list for you. Okay, number one.
A lamp.
Go to IKEA, get one of the $10 tables.
Uh-huh.
You can put it together in 30 seconds, and you can put your lamp on it.
All right, easy enough.
Number two. Buy any lamps you still need to have a one lamp per room ratio at minimum.
We already have the lamps. We just...
Okay, then make it so that's already the ratio. Just straight up.
But the lamp in the living room is it's a table lamp, like for reading.
Then why don't you have a table for it?
No, I'm saying it's a little tiny LED lamp that you would put on your computer desk to turn on over your piece of paper. so you can draw a circle. It's not really meant to light up a whole room.
So get something that illuminates the whole room.
Well, it does illuminate. All right, so it does illuminate. Let me clarify.
Joe,
it does
illuminate. Joe, you're not a vampire.
Lars, it does illuminate the whole room.
Adequate lighting is key here.
Hold on, let me finish. It is adequate now. It does illuminate the whole room because, you know, those things that block out the sun in a car? You put the foil thing up on the windshield when you leave your car?
Yes.
I took one of those and I put it in the corner of the room.
Nope.
And I faced the lamp at it so that it bounces off of it and it illuminates the whole room.
No, weird. That's...
How is that weird?
Joe, that makes you sound like a psychopath.
No, come on. It's so easy. I can't believe more people haven't thought of this.
Even the chat's just saying, Joe, just get some fucking lights.
Actually, just get some fucking lights, Joe. Alone in the dark. Fucking turn on the lights.
By the way, this episode is sponsored by Audible and Amazon, as well as patrons like yourselves. So we'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later.
I'm a normal guy, okay?
Everything you have said over the last 3 to 4 episodes has explained you have, like, this layer of darkness that you share with your brother.
It's not a layer of darkness. We just don't waste electricity.
I have no words left for this.
All right, me neither. Let's talk about something else.
So, have you brought a girl back to the place is the question.
Also,
aren't you guys making, like, a dick load of money right now?
Are we?
Yeah, don't you have like a full-time job and so does Jeff?
Yes.
So why are you living like this?
All right, we don't have to live like this, but we both want to retire early or at least have passive income.
Joe, you're in your 20s.
So? Too early to start thinking about retirement.
You're talking about how you want to retire early so you're going to spend your next 40 years in like suboptimal living conditions?
40 years? I don't want to retire when I'm 68.
A standard retirement age.
I want to retire. I'm planning to retire when I'm like 50.
That's not going to happen in this economy.
It could happen.
Mean, if you pull a Zuckerberger and you make something fancy.
You don't have to have $100 billion to retire, Lars. Let me put it like this. If you save a couple $1,000 a month, you can have like $2 to $3 million in like 20 years.
Wait.
Yeah, save like $2,000 a month.
So you're doing this so you can set aside $2,000 a month?
No, not right now. Right now, I'm not setting aside $2,000 a month. Right now, I am not saving quite that much, but eventually, I would like to get to that point, and wasting my money on electricity is not going to help me get there. Or new shoes. I need new shoes.
Wait, so you're avoiding buying new shoes?
God, this is not making me sound good.
Wait, so you physically need new shoes, but you won't buy them, is what you're saying.
I really need new shoes. Let's just change the subject.
No, let's figure this last part out first.
All right.
Joe, I'll buy you new shoes if you don't have the money for it.
No, I have the money. I just...
It's just what?
I just don't want to...
Joe, you physically need new shoes. It's not one of those... It's like your bed, your shoes, either you're sleeping or you're wearing shoes in most cases.
I go to work barefoot most days.
Okay, now you're just making stuff up.
That was a joke, but yeah. I do need new shoes. They have no tread left on the bottom. I've had them for 2 years. Best shoes I've ever owned. They're the most comfortable shoes I've ever owned. They're completely out of tread on the bottom. If it rains and there's a slick surface, I'm going down. Oh, man. To be young.
No, it's not. You're being kind of old by doing all this. You're living like a senior citizen without a retirement fund.
Well, the joke's on you, Lars, when I'm going to get you an awesome birthday present.
You didn't get me a present for my birthday.
You didn't get me any present. Fuck you.
Well, I didn't claim I was going to get you an awesome present.
Yeah, next time it's your birthday, I'm going to get you something awesome with all this money that I'm saving.
I don't want you to do that. Your present to me can be living comfortably.
You chicken fucker.
What does that even mean?
During a bonus episode of one of these podcasts that only patrons can listen to.
Yeah.
We were talking about the game where it's a dating simulator where you can fuck the colonel, and we couldn't remember the name of those chicken sliders.
Yeah.
The chicken fuckers. So we just called them chicken fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little chicken fuckers you can get at KFC. Anyway.
By the way, Joe.
Yes. Yes, Lars.
If someone wanted to buy new shoes that they desperately, desperately needed,
which I do,
they could go to amazon.t1podcast.com.
That'll take them to the homepage.
Yes.
And then from there, they can search anything they want, and they'll be supporting us.
Absolutely. Guys, if you've been tuning into the show for a while and you want to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money, change your Amazon bookmark today to amazon.t1podcast.com. Bookmark it.
Guys in the chat are weighing in. Joe, you're going to have back problems when you're older by not getting shoes and getting foot fungi. You can save far more money in the long run by getting the right things you need, like shoes.
And to do that, work in the go, Joe.
I get it. You're concerned. I should probably buy new shoes at amazon.t1podcast.com.
That was actually a really convenient segue to that.
Thank you.
Joe, can you go buy new shoes now, please?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
No, like, just go on the website and just buy them, please. Like,
all right. And now that I've got these nice new shoes, since it's been like a week, they've arrived.
Joe, you realize what you're doing right now?
What?
Instead of purchasing shoes, you're role-playing a fantasy in which you've purchased new shoes.
I get it.
Just please buy shoes.
I get it, Lars.
Buy multiple light bulbs. Just buy things. Plug in your microwave when you're not using it.
Why? It's such a waste.
It's a waste of what, Joe?
I need a haircut, too. Man, oh man, do I need a haircut.
So you're letting yourself become shaggy and gross and shoeless? Shoeless, hey. Joe in 2020 just to save a buck?
This is what I'm becoming.
Why?
Shaggy hair is in style, Lars. All right.
It's really not.
Shaggy hair is coming back. Yes.
No, the long on the top, short on the sides has been a trend for like 5 years.
I do the long on the sides, short on the top.
Wait, so you have like a mullet?
Yeah, I shave it on. I do long on the sides, short on the top. So it's shaved on the top, actually, but the sides are so long.
You're just remembering Zwick's voicemail from last week.
I'm just kidding. No, okay. That wasn't from Zwick. I don't think that's from Zwick.
Okay.
But what else? What else can I do to save money on my electricity? We don't own a TV that we use.
Okay, so that one's fair. I'll give you that one in 2020.
Solar penis.
What?
People put up solar penis to save electricity. It takes the electricity from the sun and it converts it into a form of electricity you can use. You just have to pay for the solar penis up front.
This is making me tired.
All right, let's move on.
Please.
Lars, why don't we recap where we're at? We start a podcast.
Okay.
Neither of us has any notable fame.
That's true.
We don't really know anybody.
What do you mean by that?
We're completely isolated amongst ourselves within our social setting.
No, I was happy.
Oh, me too.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, and then we build this podcast.
I guess we did.
We build this dream. We build it. We enjoy this podcast. It's the fruits of our labors. And people are literally just listening to us talk.
Yeah, there's like several dozen people just listening to us bullshit right now on the server.
And I can't thank you enough. People are speculating I'm high, which I am not.
I would say, Joe, that you're high on life, but it doesn't seem like it with the way that you're living.
You ever get high?
No, I don't get high. I don't smoke marijuana.
Oh.
Yeah.
On life, I meant. On life.
That's not like me trying to condemn people who do. I'm just saying it's not really part of my life.
Can we do a segment where I write a poem on air?
Ooh, no, I have an idea. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I'll do it first.
Okay.
Oh, I need a few minutes to prepare for this.
All right. Cue the...
All right, no, hey, Joe, can you take some questions from the audience real quick?
Yes, I would love to take questions. Are they going to be call-ins?
No, just people type them out. If you got questions for Joe, and you guys probably have them at the moment.
Have you seen Cars 3? No. Joe, can I get food? Depends. What kind of food? Do you guys like animals? Yes, I do. Can you do an Aussie accent?
The important thing to remember about an Australian accent is in the Australian wild, there's only one thing that's going to get you, and it's kangaroos.
Will the Roomba suck you up? No. Why are you doing this to yourself? Doing what to myself? I indulge in self-care every day. So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Still on the first podcast, traveling the world in my early retirement. Can you please buy shoes? I really need to. Have you heard of Cars 3? Yes, but I've never seen it.
Okay, here it goes. All right. All right, so let's do our best impression of each other, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, my name is co-host Joe. Now, Ian, when you say that you work for Blizzard, do you mean you work for a literal snowstorm? Shut up, Flars. That's a very serious question. Oh, shit. I left my stove plugged in. I lost a nickel.
That's pretty good. All right, here's... I like that. Here's mine.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Lars. I'm Lars. I criticize Joe when he's trying to just save a little bit of money. Maybe I should unplug my stove.
The chat is saying that's not an impression, that's a cry for help.
Moderator Ken says, I'm Joe and I live like a homeless person.
You live as if you've like been homeless for a while and you know what it's like and you're scared.
You know, I used to, when I was... just graduated high school when I was 18, 19 or so, I used to ride my skateboard, ride around my bike, and I'd see homeless people and I'd talk to them. I talked to the homeless people, and I remember thinking, if I ever had to, God forbid, Lord have mercy, I hope I never would be homeless. But I remember thinking it might be kind of fun, like saving up your money. You can start a business.
That is the most... Holy, okay, so I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound more serious than I mean it, but that is the most privileged thing I have ever heard. I saw some homeless people, and I thought it might be fun. That is the most straight, white, male thing I have ever heard. Just, wow.
I am not saying that I saw a couple homeless people, and I said, I think it'd be fun. I talked to many, many homeless people for hours. I learned their stories, all right? I know what it means to be homeless, why these people are homeless, their struggles, their day-to-day. I could never do what they do. But if I had to do it, I think I would make the best of it. I think a part of me would say, you know what? This is the hand I was dealt. I'm a homeless man. Let's work with what we've got.
Okay, so I guess that kind of makes sense. You're saying that if you were homeless... You try to be optimistic?
I try to make the best of it. Yeah, I try to collect recycling cans and, you know, or something, or do something of value, create some type of a service.
All right, so let's talk about something a little bit less depressing.
I'm not the one who brought up the depressing stuff. I'm not depressed.
The way... never mind.
You're worrying everyone. Joe, get help. Joe, this is a cry for help. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. No, but I am fine. I'm fine.
He says 12 times in a row to reassure himself, if not anyone else.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Well, okay, let's move on. All right. So, never mind. I was going to talk about a Switch game, but whenever I talk to you about video games, you just go... Sometimes... Okay, so there's just not much I can do about it, but, like, I wish that you were more of a gamer guy. So that
I'm
we
a gamer guy.
We could chat about video games.
We could chat about video games. I just haven't... We just haven't played the same ones.
Oh,
have you played Civilization?
Yeah, I used to play Civ 5 back in the day.
Me too. I played Civ 5 all the time.
Yeah, it was a great game. Was that the one where they bugged Gandhi on accident, so it turns out, like, he was super aggressive?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
You ever play Minecraft?
Minecraft?
Uh-huh.
No.
Sorry, not Minecraft, Minesweeper.
Yes, Joe, everyone has played Minesweeper.
What did you think?
What did I think of Minesweeper?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question here.
Please.
Okay, so when you ask me that question, are you actually curious what my opinion is on the video game Minesweeper, or are you just fishing for a topic?
I used to love Minesweeper. I would play it every day. I got pretty good at beating the 10x10, so I yeah, 10x10. So I started doing the 20x20, and I beat it a couple times. I was getting really, really good.
Ooh.
There's actually...
That reminds me. We should do an episode of the show at some point where we're playing chess while we record.
I will kick your ass.
Nope.
Chess.
You will not.
You're good at chess?
Yeah, I'm actually very
good at chess. I'm really good at chess.
I used to go to chess class when I was in grade school.
I also went to chess club.
Oh, there you go. Oh, no, it wasn't a club, just class that I took to learn how to play better.
Well, cool.
No, it wasn't cool at all. It was just fun.
I was actually mentored by a grandmaster.
No, you weren't.
He had the actual rank. Yeah, his name was Anthony. He was like this like 60-year-old.
Oh, Grandmaster Anthony.
He had the rank.
You couldn't even come up with the last name.
I don't know his last name. He actually had the rank of Grandmaster.
No, you're making this all up. None of that is true.
I'm definitely not making this up. This
Bullshit.
Has never come up before, and I never told you, but I was actually mentored by Anthony, the Grandmaster Chess Champion.
Anthony, with no last name, the quote-unquote Grandmaster Chess Master.
I don't know his last name. He mentored me, Lars.
Did he have you come into like a van or something to do this? Or
we did
you
it
in
at
like
Starbucks.
He did it at Starbucks. Okay, yeah.
We would play
That's where all the best grandmasters play at Starbucks. All
right, Lars. I didn't realize you're the gatekeeper of where you can play chess and who can be a grandmaster if your name is
Anthony.
I don't
feel like I have to be the gatekeeper to notice that you don't teach grandmaster chess at Starbucks.
Apparently, you do.
No, if your name
is Anthony. All right, I'm gonna lower my voice, but
okay.
You do teach chess at Starbucks.
No, you don't. You do it in a classroom.
And you're a
grandmaster. I've taken many chess classes actually in my life. You take them in a classroom.
It wasn't a class. We would hang out and he would teach me some tips and tricks and advice from the perspective.
Joe, I think you were just being groomed by an older man.
No, there were lots of us there. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of us.
So many children being groomed in this situation.
I wasn't a child. I was in college. All right. This was 7 years ago.
So what you're saying is this guy, he taught chess out of a van and went to Starbucks and he was grooming multiple children.
He never, not children, no van.
By the way, this isn't true, is it?
This is true.
How?
I am very good at chess.
Okay, so what's your starting game like?
I'm not telling you. Because you're going to prepare for beating me.
Joe, if you're at a sufficient level of skill, telling me isn't going to make any difference in the outcome of the game.
Yes, so I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to tell you my strategy. Oh, I always move E.
Joe, you don't
always
have
knight to E3.
Chess is not about a strategy. It's about a continuous adaptation every time someone makes a move.
It's about strategy.
The idea of having a chess strategy is just anathema to the game. You don't want to have you don't want to have like a set of moves that you always use.
That's because a strategy is a set of moves.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have a strategy. That's not...
A strategy is not a set of moves,
Joe,
Lars.
Have you ever played chess in your life?
Yes, I've played chess in my life thousands of times.
Okay, name the pieces.
A rook. A knight, a bishop, a queen, a king, and a pawn. Lars, 8 pawns. Lars.
I heard you typing, Joe.
It's a strategy game involving many pieces, all right? It's an 8x8 board with alternating tiles.
That sounds like you just looked that up on Wikipedia.
It was discovered it was from originally the 800s.
Please close Wikipedia.
All right. I've never played chess.
Oh, do you have a better impression of me now?
No, I'm not good with impressions because you have such a you have such a unique voice.
I do?
Yeah. You sound like everybody I've ever heard before in my life.
What does that mean?
Your voice is not unique and you're not special and neither am I and we're all just gonna shrivel up and die. And I'm just kidding. Let's back up.
What? Are you disturbed?
I'm just furthering the Joe is depressed canon, but I'm
okay.
not. I'm not depressed.
Okay, so okay. And by the way, the text chat audience can weigh in on this if they want. But once in a while, I'll get people who like Sarantia and Craig from Thought Cops. Grant from Thought Cops, they say that we sound very similar.
I could see why they would. We have a similar accent.
What, you mean Californian?
Yes.
I don't think we sound similar at all. No, but like funny haha aside, I can't hear it.
Here, you do. Well, I mean, for me, it sounds different too. But for people who aren't from here, you say something, and I'll try to imitate you.
Okay. My name is co-host Joe, and my penis cannot be measured by a ruler.
It has to be short. Okay. So we'll do the first part.
My name is co-host Joe.
No, see, it just sounds like you trying to imitate the pitch of me.
No, see, it just sounds like you trying to imitate the pitch of me.
One voice is more nasally. I think that yours. Would be actually me this time.
That would be yours this time.
Yeah, because I have a cold.
Yeah, I am getting over a little cold too. Did you do this to me, Lars?
What do you mean, did I do this to you?
Did you give me the cold?
How could I give you the cold?
By sneezing at me. You sneezed on me.
No, we have not seen each other since I got this cold.
Which brings me to my next subject. You did not come to my homecoming party.
That's correct.
I mean housewarming. Housewarming.
Yeah. I apologize for that in advance. And I
not accepted.
We should go ahead and...
Not accepted. Now you have to come to my next two parties.
Okay. When is it going to be, like, prom and winter formal?
Yeah, the next one is Sadie Hawkins.
Well, I guess that's where the girls ask the guys, so go ahead and ask me.
I am not a girl, and you are not a guy, so.
Ooh, giving away secrets.
Yikes. Insensitive jokes for 500.
Yeah.
No, but honestly.
Joe, not make word mouth good.
Did you go to any of your high school dances with a date?
Yeah.
That must have been nice.
Yeah.
I didn't go to any of my high school dances with a date.
I think her name is Mallory.
Mallory. That sounds like a human name. That sounds like a good name for a human.
Yeah, she went off and had some kids and moved on with her life.
Really?
Yeah, one of them is mine.
Really?
No.
You're a father.
Well, yeah, but not with her.
Same. Not with her. I'm also not a father with her.
Wait, are you saying you never had a date, Joe?
Not to a dance in high school. I went on other dates in high school, but not to the dances.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Is there a particular reason you brought that up?
No, I don't know why I brought that. Oh, because we were talking about high school dances.
It seems like you just keep adding things that like went wrong in your life or that didn't go as well as they could have.
I'm not depressed, Lars.
He says as he describes how he never had a date for prom.
No, but why don't we talk about our dream house?
Okay.
For me, I would like to have, nice house. 3-4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2-story, a moat with a lazy river, a live-in chef, a nanny, masseuse, live-in masseuse.
This is a very boring description of something that should be very exciting, Joe. All right, so I had an idea when I was a kid for, like, it obviously would be very impractical, but so the idea is, okay, so it's like this big cylindrical house, and there's 3 stories, and on the top story, there's, like, this big bedroom with, like, a huge TV, a huge bed, and then, like, a slide down into a pool on the first floor. Uh-huh. I think that would have been really fun, because it's, like, that's kind of, like, that's how you'd shower in the morning. You'd just be like, woo, and just go down the slide.
How long is the slide? It's going to take you a couple minutes to shout to go down the slide while you're putting on your shampoo and shaving your armpits.
No. You fall into the water and then you take your shower. The pool is at the bottom.
What? Wait. So I'm sorry. Describe this water slide again.
Okay. So there's you're on the third floor,
right?
And then you go down. You slide down the water slide into a pool.
And the pool.
The chat's asking if they can draw this room. Yes, please do.
And the pool has soap in it.
No, the pool, there's like a shower somewhere in the pool area.
In the slide. You go down the slide and it's a shower. It's spraying sudsy water on
you. No. The slide is not the shower part. So you take the water slide, you go down.
Is this just a separate water slide than a shower? You're describing a shower, but this water slide is separate.
So the water slide goes down to the pool, and in one area of the pool, there is a shower area. So it's like, it's a fun way to...
So you're just describing
the pre-shower.
You're just gonna go down a water slide and go for a swim every morning before you shower.
Yeah, you swim right over to the shower. It's just like fun. In fact, you know what? There's a picture in the chat that is describing this perfectly. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes, I see it.
You see where there's like a shower thing on the side of the pool there? So that when you wake up in the morning, like it's like a fun way to live your life.
Yes.
Joe, turn on your TikTok persona when responding to me, please. Like, just,
all right.
Like, engage here.
I'm just a little befuddled.
Why?
You, because earlier over the phone, you told me you, I don't know if I should be repeating this, you told me you don't know how to swim.
and that you were terrified of going near water. So I was surprised to hear that you... Yeah.
Is this just like your attempt to match the monologue I did earlier about your plans to move to Boca Raton?
No. Nothing like that. Lars, if you want to do swimming lessons, I'd be happy to front you the money. I know that you were telling me all about how you were planning to take swimming lessons, but you were too afraid for the instructor to see your toenails?
None of that is true.
Too long. You need to trim your toenails, Lars.
That's a weird thing to say, but you know what's not a weird thing to say, Joe?
What's that?
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Get your free audiobook now. Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast and sign up for a free trial of audible.com. A free trial. It's going to give you access to a free audiobook. My free audiobook is How to Win Friends and Influence People. When I got done reading that, I got a different one. How to Win Friends and Influence People was from a different service. And then on this service, so I read that one on YouTube.
Oh, I thought you were going to say How to Win Friends and Influence People 2. No. Sequel.
Okay. Electric Boogaloo.
By the way, Joe, are you familiar with the difference between free as in freedom and free as in beer?
Sí, cerveza versus libre.
Yeah. So this service is free as in beer. You get the book, and if you don't like the service, don't worry about it. You just get to keep it. If you do, they start at very affordable monthly rates.
You've used that... I'm sorry to interrupt. You've used that a few times, and I'm wondering for anybody who would like clarification, can you explain what you mean by free as beer?
Yeah, so the concept of free has two sides to it. One of them is free as in you're free to do something, free as in freedom. Free as in beer means like you get a thing, you get a beer. Like you go to a party, you get a beer.
Right.
Audible's trial is free as in beer. You get to keep the book.
And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast. You're probably already going to be logged in.
Yeah, guys, if you have Amazon Prime, it'll just take you right to the subscription.
Or Amazon.
Just press the button. Yeah.
You just press the button. Get your free audiobook. Download it. Cancel if you want to.
We're saying you can cancel. We're not trying to encourage you to do so because it's great service. But if you do...
Or keep the service.
And it's free.
What's more free than free?
Exactly. Audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
That's right.
All right, that's going to do it for the ads.
That's going to do it for the rest of the episode, Lars.
Joe, I feel like we kind of did... So, what would be, like, your wacky dream house, like mine?
Like a wacky dream? All right, well, I mean, I don't know about my wacky dream house, but I've always had this in mind. You walk into these big doors. Outside, maybe there's, like, a couple pillars. It's, like a nice white house. Maybe 3 or 4 stories tall. It's like this giant mansion of a house.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and there's a giant walk-in area with like a giant, maybe like a big mirror. On the right-hand side, there's like a living room. You take a step down into the living room and there's maybe like a staircase on the left. And then also on the left, there's like a couple bedrooms, but also like another huge living room. And then if you go into the back, that's where the other living rooms are. And then you keep going and there's like more living rooms and you can make these living rooms into your theater, your workout room.
Sounds like you're describing a Scooby-Doo house, like a haunted mansion where they have to keep running from room to room.
Yes, but not quite. And then here's what you're going to do.
What do you mean? Here's what you're going to do. You're just describing a house.
So here's what you do. You go into the second floor and those are the bedrooms and there's slides that go from one to the other, but it's in
Stop
another.
Stop copying my idea, Joe.
But it's in another dimension. So you take a slide from the first floor to the basement, but then you keep going down and it takes you to the fourth floor. Like a slide to another reality. And every time you take the slide, you end up on a random floor, but you are out $500. So this is only for like...
Are you just making this up on the spot?
Fuck you money. Yeah. This is like...
No, I meant like, do you actually have an idea? Not just like... improving here, which I don't think is really going anywhere because you're describing somewhere where you'd have to pay to go to an alternate reality.
Right.
And never return.
Right.
No.
So here's my idea for a dream house. It would have
a
moat.
Didn't you say you used to be like in an improv group?
I was in theater.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were like an improv guy back in the day.
I did improv.
Oh.
Yeah, I did some improv.
Doesn't show.
School. Okay.
Well, Lars, if you have to ask, and you do, so I will gladly...
Yes?
You know, as I was saying earlier, I would love to have a moat with a lazy river and alligators.
What makes a river lazy?
You can just drift in it, and you got a floaty, and you float around in your lazy river and dodge the alligators.
That's not lazy at all. That's terrifying, river.
You would dodge the alligators, and that is what makes it a lazy river. Because when you get done dodging alligators, you're going to be so tired, you're going to just fall asleep.
The chat has been speculating for most of this episode what substance that you're on.
I'm not on a substance, okay? I'm not on anything, Lars, okay? I'm not on any... Whew. But earlier, right before this recording, I stood up too fast and I got a little lightheaded. And you know how sometimes when you get lightheaded from standing up too fast, you see, like, I don't know, bubblies in your vision? But for me, it wasn't any bubblies. It was like starbursts, like, pew, 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 pew. And I was like, whoa. And if I was on some trippy shit, that would not be supporting my case, but... It was just from standing up too fast. So, that ever happened to you? You ever stand up too fast?
I stand up too fast and like I become on drugs? No, it hasn't.
Anna in the chat says it means that you need more iron?
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna. I will keep that in mind. She says she has that issue too. Great minds think alike. I will be sure to take some iron supplements. What do you do? You just like iron?
When I take one look at you, you definitely seem like the kind of guy who needs iron supplements. I don't know why. You just give off that vibe.
Really?
Yeah. You could stand to have some. I hear, though, by the way, that iron is actually really easy to overdose on. Like, there's a chance...
Maybe I OD'd on iron.
No, you look like the exact opposite.
Am I deficient of iron?
What would be really funny is if you started taking iron supplements and then you became like this really normal dude. He's like, yeah, I plug in my microwave. Yeah, I have multiple lights.
Hold on. Let me look up the, I actually want to look up the symptoms.
All right.
Of iron deficiency. Here are the 10 signs and symptoms of iron deficiency. Unusual tiredness. Paleness.
Yep.
Shortness of breath.
Yep.
Headaches and dizziness.
Yep.
Heart palpitations. Dry and damaged hair and skin. Swelling and soreness of the tongue and mouth. Restless legs. Hold on, I have to load the page for more. Brittle or spoon-shaped fingernails? My nails aren't brittle or spoon-shaped. Other potential signs. Strange cravings. Feeling anxious. Cold hands and feet.
Is this all, like, really applying?
Well, some of it. Wow. I think Anna's right. I think I'm low on iron.
Joe, you may be iron deficient.
I think I'm iron deficient. Thank you, Anna, for diagnosing me on this podcast episode just now. Actually, I do recall now in the past, I've donated blood, and I think they told me I was deficient in iron. Or low in iron.
Wait, why didn't you do something about that?
Because I think they said I didn't have to. They were like, it's not a big deal. And probably they didn't care. They were just after my blood. Yeah. Now I remember. I knew I've been iron deficient for 10 years.
What?
Yeah, now I remember. Now I remember everything. Whenever I stand up, I fall to the floor. Whenever I go for a run, I pass out and wake up in a mysterious bathtub. I can never understand why. But now it all makes sense. I'm just kidding about the bathtub. And...
Ah, oh, Joe, you got a chuckle from me. That was great. Good job.
Ah!
That's relatively rare for a direct chuckle.
Yeah. Direct chuckle. You remember when I told my joke the other episode? You're like, hey, Joe, hit us with a joke. And I told it, and it was not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
So, 100 episodes.
100 episodes, Lars.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. 100 episodes. What have been some of your favorite episodes to record so far?
Any of them that I record with you.
Thanks, Lars.
Mm-hmm.
I could say the same.
Chat's like, aw.
Aw, family moment.
Okay, so I'm going to go on record here, say my favorite episode of the show was definitely Bryn Daniel. What a great guest.
That was a good one. I have a lot that
I can guess what yours is.
Josh from Let's Game It Out.
Yeah.
I would probably say Josh from Let's Game It Out was one of my favorites. I definitely enjoyed, there were a lot of them. The 100th episode special was a very fun one. Senor Palo was fun. I would say my all-time favorite probably was Let's Game It Out. He is just an American hero. He is the all-American boy.
He's significantly older than you, Joe.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
I think someone just left because of that, Joe. Here's something to talk about. They keep bringing it up in chat. What's the deal with this Sylvester Calzone thing on the Discord server?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but Sonic John and some other people have been consistently pestering us to Google Sylvester Calzone, and I have been resilient. I think if we Google Sylvester Calzone, it's gonna be like a porn thing or something.
What's the joke? Like, what's everyone? I don't know. What ends up happening is like someone will say Sylvester Calzone, and everyone else will be like, like,
it's oh, like, Anna wants to come on and talk to us about it.
Okay, so like, first of all, it's weird because like this major server meme happened on my podcast server that I know nothing about, that has nothing to do with the show, and that everyone just like screeches in laughter.
This server has really taken on a meaning of its own.
There's a wiki article.
Oh my god! It's on the wiki. It's on the fandom. And all right, let's learn about it on our own fandom.
I didn't make this article. Just
neither did I. All right, I'll read it.
Can I be heard?
Oh, yeah, there you are, Anna. Anna, thank you for joining us.
Here I am. I was having microphone issues. I'm so sorry.
I'm glad they've been worked out.
I just want to say real quick, by the way, first.
Yes.
To our fans, you guys are weird, man. Like, I don't know what to make of you at all.
Honestly, that's valid. That's valid.
Anna, thank you for being here with us on the call. It is a blessing to be here speaking with you.
We get
it,
Joe. You have a crush on Anna. Go ahead, Anna.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Happy
Shalom.
Happy Hanukkah. All that good jazz. Merry late Christmas.
Lars, how dare you insult our religion?
Joe, I'm
fuck
doing
you,
the...
Lars. Fuck you on the holiest day of the goddamn
Joe,
year.
I'm doing the bit from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Remember where he has that really orthodox friend that he's trying to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sylvester Calzone is a god amongst men. I will DM in the staff chat so you can have one of the many pictures. If you scrolled up before in the general...
You cut out. You cut out, Anna. Anna, we can't hear you anymore. Can you guys...
I can't hear her either.
In the chat, we need a little encouragement. Everyone...
Okay, so I will say this, though. It's also kind of cool that, like, the server is mutating to the point where, like, there's its own culture on there and everything that, like, behind our backs, weird shit is happening.
Yes. Yes, it's very cool.
Okay, so
Last
Joe...
FM. Sorry, go ahead.
You're talking about Last FM.
Yeah, I used to use Last FM a lot from like 2009 to 2012, and it is a time capsule of music.
Yeah, yeah, I've used it pretty much consistently since 2005.
If I could upload all my scribbles, Yeah, if I could upload, that's what they call them. If I could upload all my scribbles from the past,
they're called Scrabbles, Joe.
Scrabbles. I would love to. I would love to do it. But I don't think there's a way to go into Spotify, and I tried, and it did not sync up, and I also don't remember my password.
What is Last FM?
It's basically a way to keep track of music that you listen to, and it recommends other artists that you might enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm. I just like it because it's like a cool idea to know, over the last 14 years, everything that I've listened to on my computer.
All the porn you've listened to.
Nope. Music, you know.
Oh, because he's at everything you've listened to. I thought maybe you...
Are you using Last.fm for pornography, Joe?
Yes, I use it to scrabble all the porn that I listen to.
That's deeply concerning.
Why is that concerning? I get paid by the porn sites. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so let's kind of wind things down here a little bit with a new segment that we're going to try out. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay.
What's the new segment we're going to try out?
Okay, so people in the chat, type out a good question for the hosts. and we'll pick the best one and we'll answer it in detail.
Well, not seeing anybody typing any questions yet. I guess what we have in our chat room...
Several people are typing, Joe. Give me time.
Why is Joe such an actual weirdo? All right, Fancy Fire. A guy named Fancy Fire says I'm such an actual weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Joe cried? It was wild.
Can we go and let's talk about that, okay?
Oh, God. That's the one that you want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about it.
So, why?
Why what?
What do you mean? The answer to the question.
When was the last time I cried?
Why are you such a weirdo?
Oh, because I think it's funny. And I think that everybody's a weirdo and some people just like try to hide it. And in this context, I mean, if I go to the store, I'm not going to go to the checkout clerk and be like, fuck you, you didn't give me oranges, you guys were out of oranges. But if, like, I'm talking to...
I would hope not.
Of course not, that would be...
That just sounds like you'd be abusive to the cash
register.
That would be,
right, but as a joke to Lars, it's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, are you okay with the jokes?
I'm okay with the jokes, but okay, if you're having, like, a genuine verbal abuse, no, that would not be okay.
No, that's not a verbal abuse, it's as a joke, you know.
What's the joke?
The brush over Hanukkah, and I'm like, fuck you, Lars, we haven't talked about Hanukkah at all.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke.
I thought you were talking about, like, being a jackass to someone.
Jackass on the elephant? No way. Here's the... here's the thing. Within a certain context, anybody could be seen as a weirdo. But it's important to remember that among all the weird...
So you're doing a thing right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, here's a good question.
All right.
Since you answering that question just was you being more weird.
Right.
So that didn't explain anything.
Right.
So what do you wish you had known when you started out? I'm going to go ahead and assume that this question is referring to starting out as podcasters.
And not as zygotes.
You're such a straight... Okay.
What? That's a weird... How is that not... How is that weird?
Oh, man.
Someone says, okay, but why is Joe doing such weird shit, making it seem like he needs a therapist all the time?
I feel like I need to, like, take a nap after this episode.
Oh, my God. I don't need a therapist. God.
Can we answer the question, please?
Yes.
Okay.
We all do, though, Anna says, and that's true.
Oh, so okay. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, and just addressing this to anyone who's listening, first of all, don't.
Yeah, that would be more competition for us, and you're probably going to get bored after, like, a week.
So, I don't give a shit about competition. I make the show I want to make, but yeah, I agree with the second point. Right now, I think there are about 700,000 active podcasts in America.
We're number 300.
Yeah, we're about number 300. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has done your idea already.
100,000 times.
Yeah, if you're thinking, I want to start a D&D podcast. Great. That's cool.
Everybody and your stepbrother has done the idea already.
There's probably a family member who's already started that podcast. Oh, I want to start a comedy interviews podcast.
Oh, Jeff, I do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, do one more. Do another.
I want to start a weekly podcast on outrage culture.
Oh, Thought Cops did it.
Yeah.
Hey, Lars, I want to talk about Gundams.
Exactly, yeah. Like, 2/3 of all podcasts are about Gundams now. So, like, just...
That was funny when Asterios came on and was like, oh, these guys are going to do Gundams, and then Sri Rancha was like, Gundams.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example. It's an example. They're funny. I did not know that they're dating. I did not know they were dating until after. I just thought they were, like, roommates.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so rude to Asterios.
No, I just... All right, let's...
Okay,
let's move back.
So podcast world is saturated. Here's how I'll put it. Okay. There's you and your friends, and there's an audience. And I'm guessing that you and your friends are funny as friends of each other. And that is not the same thing as being funny to an audience. And most people don't understand that. You probably think that you guys are the most hilarious bunch in the world. You have these inside jokes like, ha ha, fart and penguin, ha ha ha. And it's like, you laugh because it's like a reference to your life. That doesn't translate to a podcast. And people think it does, but it doesn't. I'm not trying to say this to discourage people, but it's like, it's not, it doesn't make for good material. You have to know how to perform. And that's not the same thing. Joe, did you have something to add to that?
Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah.
To put on a show and to grow an audience and build a brand is a performance. You have to know how to talk. I've wanted to be a performer my whole life. And when I was 10, I tried doing stand-up comedy for my siblings. And my sister laughed. And the rest of my family didn't. And that's fine. And it was probably my first example of realizing that in the wild, some people will laugh and some people will not. Fast forward 10 years, I was working on the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland. And I was essentially performing 10-minute monologues of comedy many times a day. And I went into it thinking
I was... Speed up the story a little bit, Joe.
All right. And I went into it thinking I'm a pretty funny guy. I've got funny things to say. But for the first year of being a skipper, nobody cares. Nobody cares what you have to say. They just... Yeah. You're a bad skipper. You have to... I had to do it for a whole year before I was pretty good at it. Then it got to the point where I could make most of the boats laugh. A year after that, it got to the point where I was able to make most of the boats, they're crying in laughter. This is the hardest they've laughed in their entire lives. People were telling me, Joe, you should be a comedian. You should be on Broadway. And I had done a little bit of stand-up comedy by that point, but it did not go over well because I needed more practice. So... I did the Jungle Cruise for 3.5 years, which was amazing practice for becoming a performer. And you need to practice 10,000 hours to get good enough at something to consider yourself a master. Do you need to be a master to be a podcast host? No. Should you already be good at something, like performance-wise? Probably. Does anybody want to listen to you talk about anything if you're... boring? No. Am I going to keep asking Boolean yes or no questions? Yes.
No, I think what he's trying to... Yeah, I 100% agree with what you're saying here. It's...
Really?
Everyone Thank says...
You. Is this what love feels like?
Okay, so I want to... There's a part of me that's like very cynical with this. Where people say, I want to start a YouTube channel. Or I want to start a podcast. Or I want to start a Twitch channel.
Or I want to start doing porn.
Oh, there's like that cynical part of me. I want to tell them nobody's going to care. And I don't mean that rudely, but no one is going to care.
They might.
Unless
they might
you're really good at it.
They might
and
care.
Lucky. Yeah, there's but a chance. Probably, and it's not a big one.
Probably they won't care. So you have to have a competitive advantage and... I don't know. You just have to be entertaining. You have to be interesting. Yeah. That's why I'm a weird guy, because it's interesting and funny for me. And if I think it's funny, other people will hopefully think it's funny. And 70,000 listens have spoken.
Oh, yeah, that's another recommendation. Something I wish we'd known at first. I have guests on the episodes.
Yeah. But let's move on. How did you two meet and start making podcasts? Like, what made you two come to the conclusion to make a podcast?
Let's just make something up new every time, because we've answered this question legitimately at, like...
All right.
12 times on
the
podcast.
So Lars and I met in a hotel room when I entered the hotel room thinking it was my room, and my key opened the door to let me in, but Lars was in
Why
there.
Why did you have to think about that? You're like, my key opened the... what does a key open?
A door! It opens a door! And you know what Lars was doing in there? He was watching TV, and I said, hey, buddy, I think you're in my room. And, He was like 18. That's why he's really young. That's why I was like, hey, buddy. What? Like, I come into the room. There's this kid in the room. Hey, buddy, I think you might be in my room. He's like, get the fuck out. He's crying. He's moping. I'm like, hey, what's... I come over. I pat him on the back. I slap him on the, you know, silly. Cheer up, little guy. Slap out of it. What's going on?
Oh, it's this TV show. Mi telenovelas.
This is getting weird because it's like really specific.
He's watching his telenovelas. And,
By the way, we were classmates. Is the short version.
Yeah.
There's a question in the chat. My question is, what does Lars think is Joe's best quality as a person / partner and vice versa? That's vice versa, but yeah.
I think it could be either.
And someone in the chat saying, sorry about the question, no worries, it's expected.
Oh my god. Oh jeez.
Go ahead.
I thought you were going to answer
gonna
the question.
Who's going to take it first? So, best quality is flavor, I would say.
I taste like, good?
No, you fucking weirdo. No. Joe, okay, let's get back on track. Okay.
All right.
No, comedic flavor is, I think, Joe's best quality.
Thank you, Lars. Tiege says Lars should stop licking Joe. All right. So, here's my take on me asking the question. What does Joe think is Lars's best quality as a person slash partner?
And vice versa.
Well, this is the vice versa. I would say patience and understanding. Like, I would think that for Lars to be patient and understanding with me would be necessary. Early on, we were still learning how to go about this. I remember one time I reached out to an important list of people to reach out to through email. And I had done hours and hours of work getting people's email addresses and typing up the emails. And it came time to send, I used Excel. It came time to send them and I had messed up the names and sent out all of the emails to the wrong person name. And I called Lars and I was like, Lars, this was like 11:30 at night. And I called Lars and I was like, Lars, I made a huge mistake. And I thought he was going to be like yelling and screaming at me. But he was like, oh, well, just send this email. Just be like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he helped me write the email and we sent it out. And that was one of our most well-received batches of emails ever. We should fuck up more often.
No.
No is right. But Lars is a very patient individual. I would say that we couldn't do it without him. And thank you for being such a good friend, Lars.
Thank you. Also, stop it.
All right. Thank you for answering. Thank you for asking such a good question, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna knows what to say to mend our broken hearts.
What does that mean?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
All right. I think that's going to do it.
Well, you know what we forgot to do, Lars? We've got all these people, and they're wondering, when's this episode going to be released? And the answer is, I don't know. But you can watch it.
That makes you sound super unprofessional, Joe.
All right, let me start over. Lars, there's a lot of people wondering, when's this episode going to be released? It's probably not going to be released for at least a month. But if you liked what you heard and you want to hear it as soon as it's done being edited, go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join the $2 tier. You can listen to this episode as well as every other episode as soon as it's done being edited, as well as fancy bonus episodes. That's right, bonus episodes. patreon.com/T1podcast. I'm low on iron.